2 Kings, chapter 13. In the 23rd year of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, king of Yehuda, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 17 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He did not depart from them. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael, king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all their days. And Jehoahaz besought Yahweh, and Yahweh listened to him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. And Yahweh gave Israel a savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrians. And the children of Israel dwelt in their tents, as before. Nevertheless, they departed not from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who made Israel sin, but walked in that sin. And there remained the grove also in Samaria. Neither did he leave the people to Jehoahaz, but 50 horsemen, and 10 chariots, and 10,000 footmen, for the king of Syria had destroyed them, and had made them like the dust by threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, and all that he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Joash, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 37th year of Joash, king of Yehuda, began Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, to reign over Israel in Samaria. And he reigned 16 years, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but he walked in those sins. And the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, and his might wherewith he fought against Amaziah, king of Yehuda, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat upon his throne, and Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness, of which he died from, and Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen of it!" And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and arrows." And he took to him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hand upon the bow." And he put his hand on it. And Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. And he said, "Open the window eastward." And he opened it. And then Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of Yahweh's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for you will smite the Syrians in Aphek until you've consumed them." And he said, "Take the arrows." And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, "Smite them upon the ground." And he smote 3 times and stayed his hand. And the man of Yahweh was wroth with him and said, "You should have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then you would have smitten Syria till you had consumed it. Whereas now you will smite Syria but 3 times. And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived, and he stood up on his feet. But Hazael, king of Syria, oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. And Yahweh was gracious to them, and had compassion on them, and had respect to them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither did he cast them from his presence as yet. And so Hazael, king of Syria, died, and Ben-Hadad, his son, reigned in his stead. And Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities, which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz his father by war. 3 times did Joash beat him, and recovered the cities of Israel. End of chapter.